Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 1705 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Dan B. Lahan, sworn for the state, by deposition. My position is that of manager of the Southern Division of the William J. Burns National Detective Agency with headquarters in New Orleans. I have been here on the Frank or Mary Fagan case for the past 4 or 5 weeks. I came to Macon just when the case here. Occasionally we call Mr. Burns governor. Mr. Burns arrived a few days before I arrived. I take charge of the work in general, nothing in particular. I did everything that came to me I thought was necessary to have to do in this matter. As to what I am paid in connection with my work in this Frank business, it doesn't make a particle of difference to me as to my compensation. I am paid a salary by Mr. Burns, and this case has absolutely no bearing on my salary. I am not interested in the retained Mr. Burns receives. I am interested in the money Mr. Burns pays this agency here in Atlanta, the same as any other employee would be in any concern or firm. I have no interest at all personally in the money that is received from Frank or his friends and paid to Mr. Burns or the Burns agency. I have been paid on account of the agency, some monies from our client. Yes, I have signed and received for the monies that have been paid for the services of Burns and myself and his agents here. I have not handled all of it. I don't know who has handled others. We got the money from Mr. Herbert J. Haas, counsel for the defense. I cannot recollect how much money we got from Haas at the time Ragsdale made his affidavit. I don't recollect whether or not I got any money from Haas at that time. Immediately previous, I got $500 by check. I did not talk with Haas about the Ragsdale affidavit when I got this money. I recollect previously mentioning something about an affidavit that was to be made by a preacher, and I never knew Ragsdale's name until the day he made the affidavit. As to my knowing subordinates, or the subordinates of the Burns agency, or Burns himself had been in touch with a preacher, I had heard there was a preacher from one of our operatives named Whitfield, the same man who used to work with Pinkertons under Pierce. I heard it from Rogers, a witness for the state. I also heard it from C.G. Feeder, also in my employ. I employed and paid Feeder. I advanced Feeder at the time that I employed him, which I think was the 16th or 16th of April, a month's salary, $250. I also advanced him $250 for expenses of making a trip.